blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the internet, welcome back to another episode of Blah Blah Podcast, episode 23, I believe. I'm terrible at keeping
22.
Count. 22. I was just testing you, Sean, and you passed.
Yay.
That's right. All right, I am joined here by a weird crew. I got Sean Smith, my partner in crime.
Hello, everyone.
Benny Pinella, my other weird partner in crime.
Hello.
Hello.
What's that, Benny? What's that?
Hello, guys.
Oh, he's there.
Benny, are you like keeping quiet, or like your parents asleep in the other room?
Well, something is asleep, and it's downstairs.
Oh no!
Oh God! And ladies and gentlemen, that munching machine is none other but returning. He's not a guest; he's a friend, creator of Star Wars, Mr. George Lucas. George, I've missed you, buddy. It's been a while. It's been a few months.
I know. It's been a pretty crazy couple of months for me.
Yeah, through the magic of the internet, we're able to have George in through Skype.
George, do you understand Skype?
Well, you see, the thing about Skype is it's kind of like the video call program of a thousand faces. So I kind of grasp it very well.
You're right. Like that movie Unfriended had a lot of faces. That was all about Skype.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Good movie. You liked it?
I was a fan. I give it five burritos out of five.
So, George, what have you been doing these past few months? I mean, I don't really think you're working on any movies, right?
Well, you know, Andre, you know, it's been,
all oh, right.
Been, yeah, how's that project been going?
It's seen better days.
You
know, Brad Garrett's threatening to quit, because if you remember, he was going to be playing Andre now.
Uh-huh.
So, he's threatening to quit. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, come up with a backup, option. So, you know, any suggestions that anybody has would be greatly appreciated.
George, why don't you, for new listeners, why don't you just give them a 30-second elevator pitch on what this Andre the Giant movie that you're making is?
Okay, so Andre, it's about the time that Andre in the Super Bowl 84 pulled down his pants and masturbated during the halftime show.
Great, it's an iconic moment in Super Bowl history.
It is
really great.
Very iconic.
Changed my life. So that's what it is.
George, this is really going to...
They said with each stroke, you could just tell the crowd was on their feet.
It just
with every rotate of the wrist, it was amazing.
It's wide open.
I vaguely remember seeing because there's not a lot of footage of it because I don't think they shot the halftime.
This is back before what the halftime show was a big deal.
Yeah, but this was one of the reasons it became a big deal
for more than one reason.
But you know, it obviously was a big deal when Andre did it.
Big enough that Hollywood heavyweight George Lucas is making a movie about it.
Yeah, it's you know, as long as you know we can keep Brad Garrett on the project, but you know he's starting to leave due to creative differences.
George, have you considered doing an entire CGI version of Andre?
Well, you know the thing would be the voice though. You know who'd be the voice of Andre?
You.
I'm sure we can work that out.
You know, I mean, you know, through the power of editing, anything's possible. So
I recommend
you have to imagine because like Andre was tough to understand. So half the movie is going to be, you know, with subtitles.
I recommend Jar Jar Binks alum Amah Best. Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah. He's actually playing. He's in the movie as another role.
What?
He's playing Andre's black friend.
Oh.
Oh. I thought you said an oven roll. I'm thinking of like a Pillsbury thing.
So let me understand this. We're going to have Andre's best friend have the voice of a Gungan.
Yeah, it was this guy who played him. He's not going to be doing the voice of the Gungan, but you know, is this going to be him? And is his first movie role since...
Okay, I can see that. Is there any way you can get that guy on? Or?
Well, he's got a busy schedule. You know, he's...
He's in between jails, I believe.
In between sentences?
Yeah, you know,
I hear
he bumped into that the Jared guy.
Oh
God.
The subway guy.
I heard the Jared guy bumped into a couple people.
Including Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner, whoever Caitlyn Jenner bumps into, they die.
apparently.
That's true, especially when she texts and drives. Yes. It's funny how, you know,
That's the first of two manslaughters, Caitlyn.
Yeah, you stole my... Get it? Because he became a she, and now it's manslaughter. Oh.
You know, that's not really
funny. Well, the second one was little manslaughter.
They're attacking someone for their, you know, how they feel in their skin. Like, I feel like just a giant bag of donuts, you know, and that's just what I sometimes identify as. So you're going to make fun of me now?
All right, gents, let's keep this donut rolling. Sean, what's first on the list?
Actually, while that whole conversation was going on, George, I think I have the perfect person for you to cast as at least the voice of Andre the Giant.
Oh, who you got?
How about Chris Pratt? He does everything else.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
That is a great idea.
Oh, you know, that might sell a lot to, you know, the demographic of the kids nowadays.
He could even bulk up if he had to. Apparently, if he can buff up, he can get fat again.
Yeah, he's into that.
You think he'd wear the other leotard?
I don't see why not.
The question comes: sure. Would he come fairly cheap though?
Well,
that's what she said.
It's kind of. I'm going to assume that this is a really coveted part in Hollywood. I don't know anything about people talking about it, but you know,
it's more like cherished part of Hollywood.
Are people talking about it? Because I really
it's iconic. It. It's an iconic moment in Super Bowl history, and Super Bowls have become.
I can speak taboo. Of I can speak of at least two people in Hollywood talking about it.
Where?
At least two.
Well, see, the whole thing is I'm trying not to look at the fan reaction because look what it did to Fantastic Four. You know, it kind of drove that guy nuts. And I don't want the same to happen to me.
Yeah.
That's true. Yep. That's true.
You know, I don't want to go destroy a house and get kicked off of Star Wars. You know, I mean, I already got kicked off of Star Wars, but, you know.
Oh, George. So, George, this past week, Disney had its D23 convention.
Were you there?
I was not. I was not invited.
Oh, maybe it just got lost in the mail.
I do recall getting some mail mixed up with some slices of bread, so it's a very good chance that I ate it. But
do you usually
eat your mail?
I mean, you know,
I was gonna ask, do you normally like eat bread while you're getting your mail?
Well, you know, I just happened to be making a sandwich when I put my mail there. I kind of dropped everything, so I just kind of put stuff together and ate it. I didn't feel like sifting through it because, you know, it's just wasting time.
It all goes to the same place.
Right? Give it a few days, I might see that invitation again.
Oh, I hope you can read
days.
It.
Are you feeling all right, George? Are your pipes a little clogged?
Yeah, just constant, you know, constant feces just coming out. So, you know, I haven't seen it yet, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
Well, for everyone who was not able to attend D23, there was a lot of Star Wars news that came out. And
yeah,
I think...
kept up with the news.
Oh, okay. That's good. Then you can
tell everything that happened. Just, you know,
that's good. That's good. So the first big point that I think everyone was talking about was the fact that the director for Star Wars Episode 9 was announced over D23. It is the same director as the Chris Pratt vehicle, Jurassic World, Colin Trevorrow.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. It's... It goes to show you, you make $2 billion worldwide with a movie, and then you get to direct Star Wars.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to say this before I forget. I was watching YouTube before, and I saw, it was like an ad before the video I was going to watch. It was the trailer for the new Shyamalan movie. It looks amazing. It's a found footage movie where these two kids go over their grandparents' house, and the grandma's evil. And she says, "Why don't you kids get in the oven and to clean it for me?" And she's clearly evil. It's called.
She's just hungry. She's just hungry.
Actually,
what was the one where the grandfather? Oh, you should probably stay in bed past 9:30. And the kids are like, "Okay." And they open the door, and like someone's scratching at a door or some shit.
That's that movie. That's the same.
Yeah. That looks insane.
Oh my god! It looks like it's gonna take the Happening's crown of being the funniest bad movie ever.
Jason, I actually saw a commercial for that movie, and as from what I could tell, everyone in that movie is throwing up oatmeal.
Oh,
yeah. Exorcist?
That's what it looks like to me. Everyone's just throwing up oatmeal.
All right, yeah, I didn't mean to detract too much.
I don't think it's going to take the title of the worst or the funniest bad movie, because that's 50 Shades.
That's true. I should say Shyamalan's...
Can I go back to the I just want to point out the thing with Colin what's his face? Colin
Mockery. Go ahead.
Whatever his name is. Oh, that's not who it is? Or Colin, what's the guy's
name? His last name's Trevorrow.
Trevorrow, yeah, not him. I saw Jurassic World, and it really spoke to me. He's the guy to handle Star Wars, because, you know, you have Jurassic Park, and it's known for, you know, in the beginning, the animatronics, and, you know, the puppets and everything. And then, you know, this one comes out, and it's all, you know, CGI. And I got to applaud that, you know, getting rid of the old ways and going with the new. And mm-hmm. I think he's the perfect person to handle Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, judging from your prequels, I could see why you would think that.
Yeah, you know, just I agree with his stylistic choices a lot.
You're comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not liking what this JJ guy is doing.
Oh,
all practical, you
know,
effects.
The practical effects. You know, I just don't agree with it anymore. Maybe the George Lucas in 1970s would, but you know, not the George Lucas of the 21st century.
But George, you've always had a plan, right?
Well, yeah, I always had a plan. And then Disney took my plan and just completely turned it upside down. So, you know, I'm kind of on and off about these movies, the new ones.
Well, I'm more so concerned the fact that he doesn't really have a proven track record, and he's going to be he's going to be directing the what could be the last episodic mm-hmm. Star Wars movie.
Let's not forget
the guy got rid of practical effects in Jurassic Park, and I think that's a great thing. I wish more filmmakers would shoot in front of green screen.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, it's we'll see what comes to the. I mean, obviously, as we know, Rian Johnson is doing episode 8. So, you know, they're gonna have a different director for each one, which I like that idea that you just have a different guy come in for each one.
That's what she said.
But
do you see with Trevor under Trevorrow's guy? Do you see maybe one of the lovable characters like Jar Jar making a comeback?
No.
Disney better not touch Jar Jar Binks. Swear to God.
I'll tell you what, there is one movie where Jar Jar could be appearing in, and that is Star Wars. I don't even think it has an episode. Rogue One, which had a lot of talk during D23.
What is that? Is that a prequel or what?
So pretty much what they're doing with that is they're taking, you know, an ambiguous thing like the, you know, stealing Death Star plans. You know, I had a completely different vision for what that whole thing was like, but, you know, they're just talking about that, how they stole the Death Star plans and gave it to Princess Leia and all, and all that. But, you know,
well, George, what was your vision, George?
It was going to be all Gungans, and Boba Fett was going to be in it. And it was going to be a good movie, you know, fun for the kids with the Gungans, and for good Star Wars fans, Boba Fett. And Jango was going to come back. But,
wait.
He got decapitated.
Yeah, he died.
He's going to have a robot head.
Oh, he's going to have a robot. Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
What, are they going to put C-3PO on his head?
Yeah, it's something like one of the type of droids, you know, maybe like a silver one or
That would be tough to put CP3O there because CP3O plays a
C-3PO. Would he? Would this be all in front of green screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't the original Star Wars script have one of the characters with a robot head?
Maybe. you know, after like the 8th draft, I kind of lost track of like what was, you know, gonna happen.
Oh.
But I always had a plan. Don't ever say I didn't have a plan.
No, I wouldn't dare say that.
George, I got one question. If you can take any movie from history and replace the entire cast with Gungans, what movie would it be?
Can I answer that one?
Sure. Yeah, I like to hear your opinion, and then I'll reveal what it actually is.
Oh, I was going to say Boys in the Hood.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be an interesting concept.
I'm kind of torn between two movies. One of which is Casablanca. I think that'd be great. You know, you have so Casablanca is one of them.
Okay.
The other is Birth of a Nation. I think that would be...
Oh, okay.
Wait, which side would the Gungans be?
Which side would the Gungans be? Let's see, they're more heroic things, so they'd probably be the heroes of the story.
So they'd be the Ku Klux Klan.
I don't know.
You wouldn't want to do Problem Child?
if you want my honest opinion, I was in a food coma when I was watching that movie for the first time.
Remember so, the Titan?
Oh. The details are blurry, but...
Well, it is 3 hours long.
Yeah, well, you know, the parts I saw, I think the guns would be perfect there.
I'd want to see them in Forrest Gump. Specifically Forrest Gump himself.
You know what I would do? You know what I would do? I would make them all guns in this and let people interpret it as they wish.
Listen, run, Forrest, run!
So anyway, back to the original story. Rogue One, which is a prequel between Episode 3 and Episode 4, as George said about stealing the Death Star plans, we got a confirmation of everyone who's in the cast, at least the main cast for this movie. Guys, would you like to hear who's in this movie?
Yeah.
I'd like to.
Now, George, I don't think you've actually worked with any of these people, so I don't think you're going to have too many opinions, but... The star of the movie is going to be Felicity Jones. Now, does that name make any sense to any of you people?
Rings a bell.
Well, she was supposed to be Black Cat in Amazing Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Or she was a hot chick.
Yes. And she I'm
glad
also,
to see she's still getting work after that piece of trash.
Well, she was nominated for an Oscar because she played Stephen Hawking's wife in yep. Theory of Everything.
You mean Oscar bait of everything?
Yes. So... this is probably going to be her first big
role.
You
mean the movie that painted her up to be a whore?
What? No. I mean, her husband was definitely sleeping with other people.
Who, Stephen Hawking?
Yes.
Oh, maybe that's how he got his disease.
I mean, that's kind of tough to sleep with people when they have to put you in the bed for you to sleep with them.
Well, it's funny because in the movie, you just see like the two of them look at each other. And next thing you know, the very next scene, there's a new kid.
That's how babies are made.
Yeah,
they stork comes.
George, is that how it works?
I don't know.
George, you don't have any kids?
If I did, then I don't know where they are.
Well, George, I thought you had the little people,
the Ewoks,
in your basement.
Well, he didn't physically have them. Like it's.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just drawing a blank. I'm eating my bologna sandwich. You know, I do have kids. Remember, because you know the I always talk about my kids came up with ideas for Star Wars. So.
But you always considered your kids people. To be.
Yeah, well, the little people in my basement. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta give them their oats, you know, after the podcast. So. But you know the thing. That girl. What's her name? Felicity Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the supposed to be Black Cat in the Spider-Man movies, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, George,
is it wrong after that movie that I thought a lot about her pouring Smucker's brand jelly on a naked Emma Stone?
George,
Smucker's brand jelly on a naked Emma Stone.
George,
is that like weird? Or
that's
like...
a little weird, George, considering your background. I mean, that's very salacious.
Well, yeah, I see what you did there.
Which Star Wars movie do you want to put that in?
Star Wars Episode 10, George Lucas's basement fun time.
I'd definitely watch that over Rogue One.
We also in the cast we have Diego Luna, who is a Mexican.
She says she put jelly on herself.
Okay. we have Ben Mendelsohn, who I don't know, the name probably doesn't ring a bell, but he was
Ben.
What's that?
Ben.
He was in, Dark Knight Rises, right?
Yes, he played Daggett.
He played, uses a wristwatch to play all the parts.
He played Daggett in the Angry Beavers movie.
Daggett!
Oh. You goddamn Daggett.
Yeah. we have Donnie Yen, who is a very well-known martial arts stuntman. Apparently that was a big deal that was going on. We have Alan Tudyk. I'll just leave it at that.
Firefly and Tucker and Dale fame.
He did a voice.
What's his name? Tudyk,
if I'm not mistaken.
He did what?
He did a voice in Frozen, if I'm not mistaken.
Who was he?
He was like that Duke guy.
I don't know.
Is he the Gungan?
I didn't see Frozen.
It's a good movie, Sean. You should check it out.
I really don't want to.
Are you okay?
It's what? I'm sorry.
I think we lost George's connection very briefly.
Right, am I back? Am I good?
Yeah, you're back. You're back. You're good.
Okay, good.
We also have Mads Mikkelsen, Hannibal himself. So now we know what he's going to be doing now that the show's canceled.
Star Wars.
We have Forrest Whitaker's left eye. So I'm assuming he's going to be playing a creature.
He's got a laser eye.
And we have Riz Ahmed, who I don't know if that name rings a bell, but he was the partner, Jake Gyllenhaal's partner in Nightcrawler.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that like that
dude's British. Movie?
What's that?
It's like an X-Men movie, Nightcrawler?
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, cool.
So that's the main cast for Rogue One. How about that?
I mean, I have little anticipation for this movie, so I'm just going to say cool.
Yeah, and by the way, Gareth Edwards directing that one, so...
it's just going to be boring, and all the fights are going to be, like, shown in the background, and you'll never see them.
Is the Asian character going to say, let them fight in it?
I hope
Dude,
so.
He fight. Totally is.
That'd be great.
So, okay, so we have... George. George, what is that?
Oh, no, I was here at my trip.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's his dessert.
This next story is
Are you still on breakfast?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's all the same thing. It's all subjective term, really.
And mail?
Yeah, mail.
Anyway, this next story... Actually, George, this is a story containing you.
All right.
Yeah. Apparently, you did an interview recently, and you were asked questions about Jar Jar, and you revealed to the entire world that you based Jar Jar off of the character of Goofy.
I'm Goofy.
What the hell was that?
something keeps running. I think it's... let me get on stairs real quick. Shut the fuck up! I'm back. I'm sorry.
What do you think of that, George, considering you said it?
You see, Goofy is the animated character of 1,000 Faces.
I got on the stairs again, really. Shut the fuck up! Sorry, I'm back again.
You tell those people in your basement who's boss. You know what you do when they're giving you sass, Benny? Just take a big raw piece of bologna and smack them as hard as you can. Then eat it. That's what I do.
I only have ham.
So Goofy, you know, I see Jar Jar Binks as an extension of Goofy.
Would you say almost like a modern day Goofy?
No, I'm like a modern day Goofy, even though I think Goofy
extension of what body part of Goofy?
Just his being, his essence,
his soul,
his aura, his aura,
his,
aura,
his juice,
his nipples.
When he
oh Goofy's you know, nipples.
When Jar Jar like screams.
That? I'm sorry. I have some downstairs. I have to take care of it real quick. I'll be right
Go ahead,
back.
George.
When Jar Jar Binks like screams, I always think of like, you know, I thought of it like the Goofy scream where he goes, ah, ho, 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 that thing. Mm-hmm. I kind of picture it like that. And, yeah.
George, I have a direct quote from you from the article. Would you like to hear what you said?
I'd like to hear what I always like to hear what I say.
This is what you said, George. You said, quote, I can't even begin to tell you how much of an influence Disney has had on me. I will say one secret that nobody knows. And you, I think you paused dramatically after that. Not many people realize that Goofy was the inspiration for Jar Jar Binks. I know that you will look at him differently now. It's pretty obvious, actually. But I love Goofy and I love Jar Jar.
Well, you know... That's all true, but let's not forget that Disney is destroying my creation. you know, I may love their other stuff. I love Frozen. Big Hero 6 was a lot of fun. I was a fan of Der Fuhrer's face. That was fun. I like that one. The one where Donald Duck was a Nazi.
Oh, I was going to ask what that was.
That was good, but you know, I love the company.
Was it Schindler's Beak?
Yeah. That should be the sequel. So I love the company for what they did, but for everything except my creation. But I'm hoping they prove me wrong. I'll still be at the front seat of the movie theater with my
front
my
few
eight,
seats,
8 pounds of popcorn. Yeah, front few seats, my 8 bags of popcorn. And
only
no,
eight.
I'm going to try
to do more than eight.
Oh, well, you know, I got to cut back a little bit, Benny.
Rough economy.
Yeah, you know.
He's watching his weight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gentlemen, and George.
Or am I not a gentleman?
No, you're a brilliant creator.
I'm God, right?
Yes, that's exactly correct. I originally was anticipating
humor. Sorry, humor me real quick. Just for the next few minutes, just refer to me as God, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, my lord.
Okay.
I was
Lord Lucas.
As we record this, we originally were expecting to have Evan Moore on this show. And
that bastard canceled at the last second.
Yeah.
He's a little piece of shit.
George, I know you and Evan don't get along very well.
I'm sorry. What's my name?
Oh, I'm sorry. God.
God.
I know that.
I got you to say it. Okay. You can call me George now. I just wanted you to say.
Evan and God don't get along very well.
Practice.
You can call me George.
Okay, George. But there was going to be some spoiler-ish kind of news articles, and I needed permission from everyone if we should dive into this territory a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
I say spoiler-ish. It's not nothing.
Yes! Get out of here.
In regards to what?
Benny, what the hell is in your basement?
It's Jar Jar.
So I was walking down the street and I saw Jared, the subway guy, chasing after Jar Jar Binks, and I said, I can't have this. So
not an underage girl.
He just wanted his ass. So anyway, I took Jar Jar and I put him down the basement. He's just been pissing me off. Fuck out of here, you little prick.
It's better than being down Jared's basement.
He ate all the pickles in the fridge. I have no idea why he did it. He just started chugging them, and it was a big jar too, and now it's just all gone.
A big Jar Jar?
A big Jar Jar chugged a Jar Jar of pickles.
Oh. Anyway, Sean, continue.
All right.
I like pickles. Shut up.
This is all coming from E23 as well as in a couple different interviews. But J.J. Abrams is finally talking about the movie. And he has confirmed that the lightsaber that we've been seeing in all these trailers and promotional videos is actually the lightsaber of Luke Skywalker / Anakin from basically all the movies.
Damn. So that's really the main character.
Is the lightsaber, yes.
Lightsaber, wow. Yep.
George, how do you feel about that?
The three blades? Or the...
The blue one.
No. The one that you can see someone handing to someone else in the trailer?
Well, you know, it's consistency. You know, it's like poetry, right?
But so the biggest reveal of the entire franchise of Star Wars is that the main character is a lightsaber.
Yeah, that's the twist. And it's really directed by Shyamalan.
So anyway, that's...
George, are you allowed M. Night Shyamalan to just secretly put this twist in the entire movie?
Well, you know, I let him sprinkle some little creative elements in it. But, you know, it was all ultimately my plan.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, also in the same interview, J.J. Abrams was talking about the character of Kylo Ren, who is the villain or at least one of the villains in the new Star Wars movie. And he suggests that the name actually is very similar to the old school Darth Sith name. Apparently, the Ren part is related to the Knights of Ren, which I'm not going to get into what those are. Let's just say it's more of an occult, if anything else. But that the Ren part of Kylo Ren is more like a Darth moniker.
Gotcha.
Now, George.
So his real name is Kylo Darth.
In a way. Now, George, last episode we talked about how in the original movies, Star Wars movies, it kind of seemed like Darth Vader's first name was actually Darth. And there's even references in the dialogue to people referring to him as Darth. Although later on, it becomes a moniker and his real name's Anakin. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, it was never, you know, going to be that or that was his first name. It's like, you know, I think referring to the line where Obi-Wan said, oh, you're only the master of evil, Darth. Is that one of the,
that's one,
an instance you're referring to?
One of many, yes.
So, you know, when he goes, it's like he's announcing his title. It's like if you had, like, King Henry VIII, and then you had, like, Antonio Banderas or something, he's like, you're only the master of evil, king. So it's kind of like that.
Doesn't that sound weird, though?
No.
Okay.
Fuck you, fucking out like.
I see where he's coming from, but like you wouldn't, would you necessarily do that for like, I don't know, what's another thing that has a title, like a mayor?
Like, yeah, yeah. Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, and you do probably just call him by his name.
No, it's Master Evil Mayor. No, you go like, it's Mayor. You know, you call Mayor.
Well, in the first,
John Mayor,
you can say President.
In the first Star Wars movie, the people on the Death Star are almost like making fun of Darth Vader, like because your stupid Jedi ways or some shit. Like they're making fun of him, and it's almost like a
he's laughed at.
Yeah, like he should be like feared and like a commander, but
he's just a big dumb idiot.
Yeah,
it's just the one guy that's really, you know, harassing him. The guy, he chokes.
Yeah, but if one person thinks that way, you know there's got to be more.
Oh, well, you know,
smoke, there's fire.
Well, you know, it's a different time in the galaxy. You know, new people who weren't really around at the time when Darth Vader was in his heyday. Just new people being brought in. The clone, you know, the stormtroopers weren't, you know, clones the whole time. You know, they recruit other people. So, you know, you have ignorant young kids, you know, coming in.
George, speaking of that, what happened to the clone troopers? Like, how come they're not in any of the original movies?
Well, that's, you know, they had a plan. You know, eventually they are the if you remember, Luke was talking about the Imperial Academy. So that whole thing is, you know, that the clone troopers were dying out.
But it was only 30 years.
Know, well, you know, also at the time when we were shooting, the Demasu Morrison or whatever the hell his name is wasn't born yet. So,
gotcha.
Or it was just like a little kid. So, you know, I was waiting for him.
Oh, you were waiting for him to become born.
Yeah.
So that you, okay, I got you.
What was your plan?
That was my plan. I always had a plan.
Okay. All right, Sean, what's next?
So going back to the what's the guy's name? The villain in the new movie?
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren.
All right, there's it. And who's playing Adam Driver, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the guy from Girls. I really like that scene where he ate out being a dog.
Okay. Anyway, the next topic.
Wait, time out of time. Why do you like that scene?
Because I'm all eating.
You knew the answer, Benny. You knew the answer.
I did, but I'm sorry. Jar Jar told me to ask you.
I like vagina.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You have never touched a vagina in your life. Prick.
We have more Disney Star Wars news. Are you ready for this, George?
Yeah, sorry.
Disney has announced that they are going to build two new Star Wars theme parks.
Oh, yeah.
In
I thought it was just one.
No, it's going to be one in Disney World and one in Disneyland.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we don't have to fly all the way out to California for this one.
No, it's going to be one in each. At least one in each.
George, are you going to be there to cut the ribbon for the official opening?
If I don't eat the invite before.
Will you cut it with your teeth?
I'll cut it with a fork and knife.
Oh. That's very proper of you, George.
There you go.
Would you eat the ribbon?
If there's any mustard Dijon around, then absolutely.
Have you eaten ribbons before?
A couple.
How many park openings have you been to?
Most.
Well, I know you were definitely there for Captain EO.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was there for Captain EO.
George, what do you think about Captain EO?
Captain EO was supposed to be in one of the Star Wars movies, you know.
Oh, you mean the character, yeah. Captain EO?
Yeah, you know, it's Michael Jackson also. You know, like Michael Jackson apparently, you know, I'm sure you read the reports that, you know, he wanted to be Jar Jar.
Actually, we talked about that last week.
That was only because the Captain EO thing fell through. And he's like, well, if I'm going to be in the movie, I might as well be Jar Jar.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, although,
you know, that fell through.
Although that was like 10 years before that.
Well, you know, since we knew it was going to happen.
Okay.
I have a quote from... who is this? The one of the people in charge of building these new parks. He said, quote, "We are creating a jaw-dropping new world that represents our largest single-themed land expansion ever." He said, "These new lands at Disneyland and Walt Disney World will transport guests to a whole new Star Wars planet, including an epic Star Wars adventure that puts you in the middle of a climactic battle between the First Order and the Resistance."
Shit. I wonder if that means they're going to move Star Tours to there. Have you guys ever been on that ride?
Yeah.
I like it.
Star Wars.
No, not
I can't
that.
Fit on the ride.
That's a different... that's terrible, George.
I know.
But I think you'll be able to fit in this park. It seems like it's going to be like one of the new worlds at Disney World, or I'm sorry, Disney World, kind of like Epcot and Magic Kingdom and all that. There was a some sort of map that I found online that I
yeah, it looked awesome.
I was showing you guys. It's if that's what they do, and I don't know if it's real or not, but if that's what they do, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, I would go in a heartbeat, but it's probably not going to be out for the next like 15 years.
Yeah, but hey, you know, you never know. They have like every place accounted for. Every Star Wars land is in there, including the prequels.
Oh God, you're going to have that Mustafar? Like.
What's that?
Is Mustafar coming
in? Yeah, that's in there. Yeah.
Oh, is that the that's a gondola place that Padme and Anakin had a romantic
no?
date on?
Oh, wait.
No, Mustafar's the fire planet.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the little kids are going to fall
burn?
Into the lava.
You got, what about Genosis? Genosis?
Yep. Yep, that's going to be there too.
Good.
Little battlefield, I think.
Cool. What about Hoagie Land?
Hoagie Land?
I'm sure they're going to be.
Oh, wait, that was in one of the. Well, that was in one of the early drafts.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
George, I'm sure they're going to have many food vendors in there too, as well.
Can't wait.
Hopefully one.
You know, say what we want about how Disney's taking the movies. You know, they're doing the theme park thing right.
All right. So that's all the Star Wars news that I have. George, how would are you a fan of pop culture and all things current?
You know, I enjoy TMZ just as much as the next guy.
Do you watch the TMZ?
Just TMZ?
Yeah, Perez Hilton also. He's, you know, he's a colorful fellow.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, George, there was some big news this past week. Apparently, George, have you ever watched Sesame Street?
Oh, all the time.
He loves Sesame Street. Shut up, you
Benny, do you have your switchblade handy?
Took it.
Oh shit.
Jar Jar has my switchblade.
Anyways.
I will fucking cut you.
Sesame Street announced that they signed a new 5-year deal with HBO to air new episodes starting this fall.
HBO?
Yeah. So now they're
wired crossover.
they can
now
show
you're now gonna hear Kermit the John or not Kermit the John. Kermit the John. Well, he may be a character now. They're on HBO. They can do whatever they want.
Kermit the Frog's going to go, shit.
We're finally going to see
you're a slut.
We're finally going to see the puppets get fisted.
Yeah, we're
gonna
see,
God.
Are we going to see Abby Cadabby's titties?
I'm Jared from Subway, and I'd love that.
George.
What?
What's gotten into you, George? You seem like more like vulgar this time around.
I'm sorry, I'm on some new, heart medication, and, you know, just some side effects, and, you know, kind of said it might affect my personality and give me mood swings.
George, does your wife give you your needs, if you know what I mean? Are you repressed?
Are you satisfied?
Yeah.
Who?
Wife? Your black wife?
Does she watch Birth of a Nation with you?
Well, It's been a while since the Boba Fett's been in the Sarlacc pit, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
God damn it, Jar Jar, stop running.
Fucking sorry, she's usually out, she's been out, the past, 3 weeks buying all my food for me, so I haven't seen her in a little while.
George, I think the more important question is can she find it?
Can she find what? My Boba Fett?
Your lightsaber.
Can she find your penis?
You know, it takes about 3 hours, but eventually,
just searching.
It's in there somewhere. Why don't you pierce it and use a metal detector?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Didn't think of that. Yeah, this new deal is they're going to be producing 35 episodes per year. Before, they were doing 18 per year. So they're
jack off to Miss Piggy.
So they're doing almost twice as many episodes. And the way that's going to work is it's going to be airing on HBO, but also be available on HBO streaming devices and all that. And then 9 months after the episodes air, they will then air on PBS for free. So it's almost like a advanced showing on HBO.
9 months is a long time.
It is, but you know, when you're the kids don't realize it. I just hope that the kids don't put on HBO like expecting Sesame Street to come on and then Real Sex comes on.
I mean, they got to learn sometime, right?
Real sex between Kermit and Piggy.
Oh.
Makeup sex.
Oh.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, Miss Piggy.
Anyway, our next topic. I'm really sorry that Evan could not be here because I know he would have had a lot to say about this next time.
Does it involve sucking dick?
No, George, actually it does not. It involves a...
this suck winner.
It involves a sequel no one expected to happen. And this is apparently shooting for the upcoming movie Kindergarten Cop 2.
Oh, God.
Was announced on Twitter. Jason, you've heard of this?
Oh, I'm thinking of Jingle All the Way 2 starring Larry the Cable Guy.
No. This is Kindergarten Cop 2.
Oh, no.
Kindergarten Cop 1, was that a Schwarzenegger movie?
That?
Yes.
Jason. Okay. Jason.
What?
Kindergarten, come on. You know
Was that the one where he goes, shut up?
Really yeah, loud? Yeah. That's okay. The one, it's not a tumor.
It's not the tumor.
It was also the one where he goes.
It's not the tumor.
It's also it's the one that he tumor. Goes, chill out, bud boy.
No, that's Batman and Robin.
Oh. Anyway.
Is it the one where he goes, wah, 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 wah?
No, that's where Evan Moore is blowing someone.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway.
Is it the one with the Predator guy?
The what?
Jared Fogle?
You mean Jared Fogle?
Yeah. Is it the one with Jared Fogle?
Anyway.
You don't like Jared Fogle. Well, I know.
George, take a guess at who is the new lead in Kindergarten Cop 2.
Is it you, George? You can tell us.
Is it, no, I haven't been offered.
Shia LaBeouf.
Is it Bobby Moynihan?
No.
Who?
Bobby Moynihan from SNL.
From Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
No, it is not.
I think it might be Shia LaBeouf.
No, it's someone
Just
that,
do it!
It's someone who's Just actually, do it! Has a little bit of connection to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Antonio Banderas.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's illegitimate kid.
The maid.
All right, I'll just tell you. Dolph Lundgren will be playing the lead in Kindergarten Cop 2.
He'll be the kid?
No. No, he's the teacher.
Oh. Did you know he actually has a degree in, I think, chemical engineering?
Mm-hmm.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yes, Jar Jar. Thank you for that.
George, are you friends with Dolph Lundgren?
I haven't had the pleasure, but he seems like an alright guy.
Yeah, he's a pretty big dude. You could like make him up into Andre and then use Chris Pratt's voice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Chris Rock for a second. That'd be funny.
I don't know if that would be a good idea.
You know, for the kid, my kids might like it.
I fully expect this movie to go straight to DVD, considering the director of this movie, all of his movies have gone straight to DVD, so that seems like a pretty decent fit to me.
Is it Colin Trevorrow?
No, it is not.
What else did this guy make?
Well, he made Half Past Dead.
Oh, that's a great time.
He made Lake Placid, The Final Chapter.
Oh, the one that wrapped the entire story up.
Yeah. It turned out it was just a big misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah.
And Jarhead 2, Field of...
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, Electric Boogaloo.
Okay, well, moving on. I don't think any of us care.
All right. Again, I really wish that Evan was here because I know, considering how he went off about the Ghostbusters last time...
I'll get him.
What's he doing? What's he doing right now?
I'll find Evan. Out.
Honestly, I don't know. I'm not sure what he's doing.
You know what he's doing? He's busy, you know, crying over a sequel to a movie being made. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
He's probably trying to get Jared Fogle out of jail because he loves him.
Oh, God.
Jared Fogle is weird.
Anyway, Fox, the good people at Fox, who have never
tried to shove the loaded Italian in my ass.
The good people at Fox, who have never done anything wrong ever, they plan on rebooting, get this, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I hope Connery comes out of retirement for that one.
Well, I don't think he will, Jason, because not only are they rebooting it, it's going to have an all-female cast.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I know. It's going to be all-female.
Okay, like here's
you're
the thing.
Lying. I want to see proof of this.
I'll send you the link.
I read the comics, okay? And, you know, it had a female lead, pretty much, and that's something the movie got wrong. But, you know, giving it all female makes no sense. Just do the comic right and have Mina Harker from Dracula be the lead.
George, you have some strokes of genius sometimes.
I know.
Well, Jared Fogle had some strokes as well.
Hey. I think
I have another quote here. This is from the producer, John Davis. He says about the reboot, quote, just by going back to the roots and making it authentic to what the fan base was really excited about. It's female-centric, which I think is interesting. I love female characters, point-of-view characters in action movies. I thought Mad Max was great. I think you can always find a fresh way of doing something and going back to the basics.
Well,
yep, that's what everyone wants.
He said female-centric, not female-starring. So it might mean that it's just her as the lead, you know? It doesn't star Sean Connery, it stars the woman.
Well, it can't star Sean Connery because Sean Connery does not act.
You know what the fuck I mean. Maybe, you know, it's not all female, just a female-led movie. Like a female lead as female as the lead character.
Well, it'll be better than Fantastic Four because anything is.
I don't know. Fox is making this as two. That's why I kept stressing Fox has never done anything wrong.
It chopped in the phones pretty well.
Excuse me?
Rupert Murdoch and Fox, you know, didn't they?
Oh, that's right. George, do you watch Fox News at all?
Just for the titties.
He watches for titties.
Oh, wait, no.
George, this medication is really affecting you.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to feel myself
he's,
today.
He's always had a little bit of an edge.
I also skipped a meal today, you know.
Oh.
So, you know, it's also, you know. It,
you're a little grumpy?
Well, a little bit.
George, you're a little grumpy. You're a little grumpy, George.
Hey.
I think George missed fourth lunch.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I got a phone call about, you know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation thing. You know, I had to, you know, deal
George,
with that.
Are you drunk?
Wait, George. George, did you get selected to Make-A-Wish?
Yeah.
Oh, there's actually a little kid who wants to meet you?
No, I'm making the wish.
Oh.
What's the wish?
What's the wish?
That
Disney gives back Star Wars?
No, I'm not that bitter.
I don't know.
I just need more a fridge and more space.
Oh, you want a bigger refrigerator?
Don't you have the money for that though?
So we can put all the Subway subs.
Trust me, George doesn't go to Subway.
You've never eaten at Subway?
I prefer Quiznos.
George, Quiznos are kind of going extinct now.
Well, I built
they're
one.
A dying breed.
They are.
I built one.
I think it's just George. Yeah, I think just George eats all the food.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So anyway, next topic. Apparently, CBS is creating a new TV series based on the 2001 film Training Day. With Denzel Washington.
In case it really should just be an anthology show of people training for different things.
apparently, it's actually going to have some resemblance to the movie. It's going to take place 15 years after the movie. I'm not too down on this. Like to me, you could make any generic cop TV show and just call it Training Day. Like it doesn't have to relate to anything. And you know, it'll probably be
they're relating it to the movie, so
yeah, they are. But like, you know, it's one of the least offensive things that I could see them doing.
I mean, it reminds me of
what are they
making that Minority Report show?
Are they making a Minority Report show?
I saw the commercial for it.
Oh,
remember what was that show on Comedy Central? What was it, Black News or something like that? Chocolate News, remember that?
No,
you remember Chocolate News?
No.
Oh, it was awful.
Starring who?
I remember watching the first episode. The title misled me. So.
No, I don't remember this. I'm assuming it was just the news with African American newscasters.
Jar Jar, who is in Chocolate News? You're asking me stuff now? Just shut up and tell me. Who the fuck did it? I don't know. Let me think. David Alan Greer. David Alan Greer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It only lasted a season. Shut up, you prick.
Well, speaking of black people, George, I think you're going to like this one. All right.
Red Tails 2.
Do the Gungans finally get their story told?
Finally. Yay! About time.
It's about time. David, how do you say this name? Oello? David Oello? George, are you familiar with who this person is?
Maybe.
He played Martin Luther King in the last Martin Luther King movie.
Everyone was
angry when he didn't get nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently he's been cast to play James Bond.
Oh, wait, seriously?
Ziz voice in a new audiobook for the upcoming book Trigger Mortis.
That sounds like a porno.
Oh my god. I really hope this is the next movie title, because that's a great name.
Apparently it's the book is coming out soon. It's supposed to be a James Bond book, but it's obviously not written by Ian Fleming. He's dead. But it was commissioned by the estate. He's going to be doing the audio book. Is it going to be
held in the same universe as The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
I don't think so, because that's completely unrelated. But the
commercials say it's like Bond. It's like Bond and Bourne together.
I don't know. The article that I saw this on was very misleading. It made it sound like he was cast as James Bond in a movie. And then
clickbait.
Yeah, and then at the bottom of the article, it's audiobook. So I figured I would bait you guys in, too.
It worked. See?
I think I did a masterful job at baiting you guys.
George, what would the title of your autobiography be?
Jared Fogle just liked that statement on Facebook.
Could you repeat the question?
What would the title of your autobiography book be?
Crunch?
It would be?
That's the title.
Oh, okay.
The title of the book is Crunch, Crunch, Munch, Munch.
Is it like one of those audio cards where you open up the book and you just hear crunching noises?
You press a button and it makes a noise, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
All right, Jason.
One of the extras in the book is the menu.
Yeah.
Jason, this story goes out to all video gamers out there.
Oh, that's me.
That is you. And finally, we have some video game news. It's not really news, but... GameStop did a study that they conducted, and it showed that 92. What's that?
Their business is failing.
No. Although I can't say that either way. GameStop did a study, and they proved that 92% of people own games that they don't play.
I can kind of understand that, because now that I have a 9-to-5 job and I have that internship on the side, I really haven't played any games in close to a week. And, you know, when I was unemployed, I'd play them all the time. So I'm assuming a lot of the people on that study that they did, you know, have jobs.
Are they
referring to games as in games we don't play, like we still have? Like I bought...
Like a backlog.
I think what they're referring to is the games that we have, but we could have traded in, but we didn't
and don't play
for some reason.
Well, okay. I think another problem is people just don't finish games nowadays because these, like literally this year, 2015, has been the year of the open world games. You got Metal Gear 5, you got Witcher 3, you got Fallout 4, thousands of hours of gameplay.
Hopefully Star Wars Battlefront.
Well, that's not open world, that's multiplayer. Duh, oh. Sean.
Oh.
And you got Dying Light, you got a bunch of these other games where it's just Grand Theft Auto 5.
Potential DLCs for Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, and the Witcher 3 DLCs, which are going to be adding another like 200 hours or so or some shit, some crazy amount, and it's just like...
Isn't that the new movie with Vin Diesel?
Oh, yeah, that's the Witcher Hunter 3. or something like that, I don't know, I'm kidding.
Vin Diesel!
Can I say something?
Yes.
George?
So, as you know, Lucas Games got sold to Disney with the buyout. So I've been getting into independent games, you know, making my own games.
Oh, cool.
Oh, George, yeah. You know how to do that?
Yeah, I figured it out. I just, you know, kind of press some buttons around my studio. I've been making a game, and it's going to be out on Steam by the end of the year.
Well, hold on, time out. Well, okay, can you give us some information on the game? Like,
it's called Five Nights at Denny's. And it's going to be a game where you're a security guard at Denny's, and you just keep eating.
So it's like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Does it
but
take
not scary with food?
Does it take place in a Denny's?
Yeah, it takes place in Denny's. Denny's been wonderful, you know, sponsoring it.
Is a security guard trying to like guard the food from like fat people?
No, just you know, he's you know, hanging around. You know, nothing really goes on. You know, so he's just cooking some flapjacks.
Oh, okay.
So, why would a security guard the game is a security guard eating during his entire shift.
Yeah, pretty much.
So do the scares come when they run out of food?
Better than that.
Oh, there's no scares.
Oh, I misunderstood.
It's literally five nights at Denny's.
Yeah, just 5 minutes. You're eating until the clock runs out.
Oh, okay.
What's the point of the game? Is the point of the game to eat, or is it to eat much?
Or your fucking lunch? What do you think of it?
he got you, Benny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Benny. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't mean to snap at you.
It's fine. I was trying to find out what the point of the game is because
I feel like
because this game could be potentially a better game than anything EA's came out with. So,
shots fired.
You know, Benny, I just gotta say, you know, when you were questioning me, you just kind of brought me back to my childhood, my father.
Where is this going? Well,
you want to talk about this?
He kept questioning me. You know, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to be a race car driver? And I said, well, I want to drive around.
Wait, you want to be a race car driver?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to be a race car driver before I made movies. You can look it up. It's you know, an actual fact. And I said, I want to be a race car driver. And then, you know, I went down to pick up my Cheeto, and then I got in the crash.
Oh.
So, you're rich and famous now. Why don't you try to be in NASCAR, involved in NASCAR?
Oh, it'd help if I could fit in the car, Benny.
He makes a good point.
He does draw a good point.
Wow. Anyway, right, back to video games.
Get that steam train steaming along, train.
Apparently in the study, they concluded that 2 in 5 gamers are leaving up to $200 of unclaimed money by holding on to used games.
That's bullshit.
That's what they said.
Nope. Because they wouldn't even pay $200 for the console, the two consoles I have and everything together. They wouldn't even pay $200.
Well, that's why I'm thinking that it might be like a ton of games that people are sitting on to equate to $200.
Nerds. Yeah, I just sold Destiny the other day and I got $15 and I paid $60 for that.
That's
like,
it?
Months.
That's not even, remember, I used to be big into Madden. And we used to do every like we would keep two Maddens and then trade it in for the latest one. They would give us $5.
Well, that's also a sports game. It comes out every year.
We bought for like 40 to 45. It doesn't even matter because Call of Duty was the same thing.
It does matter. If it comes out every year, you're going to get less back for it.
Well, I got y'all beat on that. I tried to go in there and traded my my copy of Shark Tale on GameCube, and all I got was like a staple.
Did you eat it?
Someone paid you in a staple?
Well, I just kind of used it to tuck the fat away a little bit. Kinda, I didn't really do much. I fell out like a day later.
Oh, God.
What happened to it? Did you pick it back up, or is it still there?
Probably. I don't know.
But no, and this is the exact reason why I don't like getting the digital downloads on the...
But you can't trade them back in.
Because you can't trade
in.
And
they take forever to download.
Well, that too. But if you have a physical copy, you can just either trade or sell it online or something. Downloading it for $60 on the PlayStation Network does you no good at all.
I question as to why they charge $60 for a download.
Because that's the price of the
game. You would think that it would be lower because there is no resale value. You can't give that game back.
But then you're pricing the game at a lower value as opposed to what it should be worth.
But at least when you buy the game physically, you can recoup some of the money. So if you buy...
Well, they're not concerned about that.
In Jason's case...
When you sell the game developer makes no money off of that.
Hold on. Here's my argument. My argument is that it makes more logical sense to buy the physical game because at least you can recoup some of your money.
Yeah, but...
Wouldn't you think that as a game... as a seller of video games or as a video game franchise, you would price games a tad bit lower so people would buy it at the price and not resell it.
No.
Well, in terms of downloading it.
No, because then you're making less money. George, you know all about making money. What do you think about this?
About what?
Were you listening, George?
I'm sorry. I just saw a mouse run by the house.
Benny
grabbed it because I can't let that sucker go to waste.
Benny's argument
Wait, stop. You're eating a mouse?
Right now, yeah.
Is that mouse? That mouse could have been Ratatouille.
What's Benny talking about?
Benny's argument is that he thinks that video games that you buy on, like, for example, first day video games that come out that you buy on the console online should be cheaper than the physical disc version of the game because you can't trade in the online version. And my defense is, lowering the price of the game.
I kind of agree that it should be cheaper because you got no middleman in the console, in the downloadable console version. You got no one physically making the disc, which would warrant up to $60.
And I do understand that once you buy the game physically, you're not going to recoup that money. You're just going to recoup the money from the wholesaler.
I think this whole thing about video games, it's cheaper. I think the digital version should be cheaper because then, going to stick it to big game disc manufacturers
like EA
so if I want my copy of Shark Tale and GameCube I when I lose enough room in my house, basically all the food guys, I don't have room for video games, so I'd rather just have it on my computer and be able to play that.
That would explain the meat room that he has in his house. The entire room dedicated to meat.
Are they ever going to make a Titan AE game?
No, I don't think so.
George, you should make that. Put it on Steam. Cool. George, make it.
I got to finish Five Nights at Denny's first, but
Oh, okay.
I heard that half the soundtrack was going to be Creed.
Creed was going to originally compose the prequels.
Oh, really? Okay. Not John Williams?
There's prequels to Five Nights at Denny's.
No, the prequel to Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
But I don't really want John Williams anymore. I wanted, if I wanted to go back to a better time, I didn't want it to be a musical score. I wanted it to be, music that the kids can relate to.
Are you still friends with Scott Stapp?
Well, doesn't he think he's an assassin sent to kill Obama or something? That's what I read. Like, he's going crazy.
I
haven't really talked to him in a while. But, I had to go with John Williams, the prequels, because, I didn't want the fans to freak out. And that's part of the reason why I don't read, anything anymore. Like the Josh Trank guy, I don't want to see anything because, I don't want to go crazy.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Because, I had to change stuff in the prequels because, fan outrage. Thankfully, that was the only thing, though. But, the rest, I think the fans really appreciate what I did for Star Wars. But
I'm sure a handful of them do.
Yeah. I got giant hands, so I can fit a lot of people in those hands.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I think it's time that we play round four of Lucas or James.
I want to play. The what?
George, so what we did was...
Oh, yeah, the game with me and the porno lady, yeah.
George, can you describe to us how awful this will be if you do not go perfect in this game, because you did write some of these lines.
Absolutely nothing would happen because I'm human and we're all flawed.
I'm not human. I'm a Gungan.
You're about to not be living if you keep that up.
You're telling me.
Hey, Jar Jar,
my knife.
I've been ignoring you on purpose this whole time. But I just you're not Jar Jar, because Amon Best is not with us right now. So
he died.
No,
he's going to be an Andre. Remember?
Oh,
he's
that's
just not
that's
with
right.
Us right now. So you're obviously an imposter, and you can go fuck yourself. Go fuck your mother while you're at it.
Oh God.
Well, my mother's dead because you wrote her in the movie to be dead.
Oh yeah, that I did.
All right, guys. So. Again, in case, for anyone who hasn't heard, the way this game works is I'll read a quote from either Star Wars Episode 2 or 50 Shades of Grey, and you guys are tasked with telling me which movie it came from. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
No, George, you can't play.
Oh.
But George can play. All right, here we go.
Is Benny playing?
Benny is playing, yes.
Okay, all right.
All right, George, here's the first one. Are you ready?
Okay.
It's called A Flogger.
It's got to be James.
Okay, so 50 Shades.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason?
I have to say 50 Shades.
Benny?
That's James. That's James!
Shut
fuck
up, Jar Jar.
Fucking... Just go with the quote. Okay, come on.
You guys are all right. It is from 50 Shades of Grey.
Woo!
That was a little easy, Sean.
Well, start off with the easy one.
Okay. That's right. What Jared said.
I'm sorry, can you just repeat the... That's a Frogger?
Flogger. F-L-O-G-G-E-R.
Yeah, I know one of those. Yeah.
Do you? You have one of those?
Well, you know, my wife does get aroused, you know, trying to arouse me, you know, she'll use it on me a little bit.
Oh, God.
Do you flog your ham sandwiches?
Sure, she'll flog mine.
Okay. Anyway, next one. Are you going to make love to me now?
50 Shades.
50 Shades.
I'm going to go Star Wars. Star Wars! Shut up!
Oh, Benny. That would never be written by George Lucas. George, how would you write that line?
So could you repeat the line? Are we going to make love now?
Are you going to make love to me now?
I think I'll write it like, well, are you going to put sand all over me now? Oh. It gets everywhere.
So it's James.
It is James, yes. All right. Number by the way, George, so far you're doing great.
Oh, hi.
Number three. Shut up. Number three. I'm in agony. The closer I get to you, the worse it gets.
Star Wars.
That was really quick, George. Are you sure?
Oh, I'm pretty
I'm
sure.
Going to have to go with Star Wars. I believe in my boy, George.
Oh, I believe in you too, Jason.
Thank you, George.
I believe in Harvey Dent.
Can we trust him? The Batman joke.
Benny?
Oh, man. Well,
do you want me to say
George,
it again?
Well, really quickly, while I'm thinking, George, how would you have written the Dark Knight trilogy?
I'd probably, you know, have, you know, instead of, like, you know, his parents, you know, getting shot, they probably, you know, like, get overcharged at a restaurant. And then he goes around, you know, different restaurants, Batman. And, you know, he opens his own, he has his own show where he, like, kind of like a Guy Fieri thing. And, you know, he just goes around and reviews different food across the country. And the Joker's like a rival. Right? Yeah, it's Batman. The Joker's like a rival, like, food critic. And he's going around, you know, trying to, you know, up his show. Because he's got more production value than Batman. But, you know, Batman's trying to prove himself.
Huh.
That's brilliant, George.
Interesting.
Thank you.
So, okay, Benny, go ahead.
I'm going to go Star Wars.
It is Star Wars. That is correct.
All right. So wait, we all said Star Wars,
oh, wow,
right? I forgot
Redemption.
What I said.
Everyone said Star Wars, yep.
We're all sweet.
All right, next one. I'm haunted by the kiss you should have never given me.
Star Wars.
Fifty Shades! I'm haunted by the Hershey kiss you could have given me.
Yes.
I gotta say Star Wars.
Benny.
I'll go Star Wars. Jar Jar. I know Jar Jar tried to say 50 Shades for me. I'm going Star Wars.
That is correct. It is Star Wars.
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys. Last one. Are you ready for this?
Yes. All right.
That was really nice.
50 Shades.
Star Wars.
Well, you're going to have to be the tiebreaker here, George.
50 Shades!
What's the course? What?
That was really nice.
I said that. Me says that.
That's really nice.
Shut up, Jar Jar.
Jar Jar, no clues.
Reminds me of that line, "That's a lot of fish," from the Godzilla movie. Matthew Broderick, he's in Lion King. You know, Lion King, they're rebooting it. Disney's ruining my franchise. just like the other, you know, they bought the Marvel movies. Marvel, you got Robert Downey Jr., he was all coked up. Coke, you know, it's opposite of Pepsi. I think Britney Spears was...
Pepsi was a big sponsor of episode one.
Yeah, it was. Britney Spears was the spokeswoman for Pepsi at one point.
Pepsi also sponsors the halftime show for the Super Bowl.
Britney Spears shaved her hair. There's a Broadway musical called Hair. Broadway, you know, they did Spider-Man Turns Out to Turn Off the Dark. They're going to be back to Marvel.
This is a lot of thought.
What was the quote again?
That was really nice.
That's a lot of fish.
Leaving me.
You're going through this again?
just in my head.
Oh, okay.
The horror.
You have 5 seconds, George.
Star Wars.
George.
Oh, 50 Shades. 50 no, Shades, 50 Shades.
Sorry, George, we have to take your first answer.
50 Shades.
It is 50 Shades. Unfortunately, George, we had to take your first answer.
I told you it was 50 Shades.
Everyone's a winner in the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jason, what did you say?
50 Shades.
Okay, that's right. Yep. All right. So, Jason, you won that.
Ah, shit.
Oh, it's about time.
You had a clean sweep.
I've been studying this past week, man. I've been hitting the books.
Damn.
Should I say movies?
You read 50 Shades of Grey?
There are some things in my life, Benny, that I will never share. But yes.
George, you almost came up with a perfect score. Unfortunately, the last one, you were too busy
thinking about Pepsi.
Yeah, that's. Spears. I think that's what the problem was.
I forgot to carry the two. Damn it.
Oh.
He was doing math for that?
Yeah, didn't you hear him?
That was an amazing series of thoughts.
Well, not amazing enough, but I forgot a part of it.
All right, so that's the conclusion of round four.
How many rounds are there
Lucas
all together?
James? There are 18? six rounds altogether.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Well, are we going to do a championship tournament?
No.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that has to be a championship tournament.
No. No.
A Royal Rumble of Lucas and James characters.
No, God.
Well, of all the winners of the past rounds.
No, it's me, my girlfriend, Gilbert Gottfried,
and
Kyle, I think.
Has he played? I don't think he's played.
I thought he was in the first round.
Oh, no, he didn't play. He didn't win that first one. No.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
remember.
Well, you know the way to summon Gilbert.
Oh, I know. I'm not going to do it, but no. I know how.
I mean, Kmart three times. Oh, hey, George, how's Jake Lloyd doing?
He and I kind of had a falling out.
Did he steal your car to get into the accident?
No, he, it was over the other day. We were playing Parcheesi, and, I said, you can have anything you like in the fridge. Just don't have what's on the top shelf. And that's just my exotic meats and stuff, and cheeses. And he ate it, and, I haven't talked to him since.
Wow.
Ask him politely.
How much did he eat? I mean, that had to be a lot for you guys to sever ties like that.
Well, just a little bit. He didn't even eat that much. He just had one bite and, set me off. I told him no, but he did it.
Did you see him do it?
Yeah, I saw him right there.
That's a rough way to end a friendship.
That is.
Yeah, well, you know, friendships can be repaired if, I'm just waiting for an apology.
Oh.
I mean, he doesn't even have a cell phone now. He has no money.
Can I propose a game to play once you're done the six rounds of Lucas or James?
And what would that be?
Yeah. Okay, it's a game about outrageous things, and you got to say you think about who said them, kind of like this. But it's who said it? Charlie Sheen or 56th Secretary of State of the United States Henry Kissinger?
okay.
George, do you have the rules and the questions? I will definitely play.
Well, hold on. Do you have a demonstration like ready for us?
No, not at the moment. I just thought it right now. Okay. I think it's a good idea.
Maybe it should be put into a production by Lucas Games.
Yeah, I know. Maybe, you know, I'll do that after Five Nights at Denny's.
I saw a I saw a similar thing where it was, who said it, Donald Trump or Mr. Krabs?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I think that would have been interesting.
We should play that next.
So, yeah, so that brings us to
I'm going
to
build a huge fence, the greatest wall I've ever seen. Who said it, Donald Trump or Mr. Krabs?
Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs. Donald Trump.
George.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Blah Blah Podcast, episode 22. I am Jason Green. You can find me on Twitter at jgreen89, J-A-Y Green, like the color, 89, like the year I was born. Sean Smith, you are at The Brack Show, correct?
The _ Brack Show.
No, it's just an underscore, not underscore spelled out. Correct?
That is correct.
Okay, cool. George Lucas, creator of Star Wars, my new best friend.
Right.
You have Twitter, correct?
No.
Yeah, Georgie Porgy 69.
Oh, I thought you were I thought you were just on the food site. The food
Tommy Blur. No, yeah. I'm with the Twitter.
Oh, you have a Twitter now. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm gonna follow you. I'm gonna tweet you too.
Right. Awesome.
Okay. Benny, do you have Twitter?
I do. It's DJ_Benny_P.
Benny, are you pissing in the back? What is that?
What's in the background?
There's a hissing noise behind you. Is your toilet running?
No, that's Jar Jar keeps running around touching stuff.
Oh, God.
Does he have a Twitter? Jar Jar, you have a Twitter?
Yes, it's me so horny.
Okay, that's not. That's not
appropriate.
Yeah.
It's at Gerald Fogle's best friend.
I like how we say that's not appropriate when this whole podcast has just been other terrible jokes.
Well, I'm trying to be very PC for George here. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous.
I know he's sensitive about the Dungans. All right, that was weird. All right, good night, everybody.
What the hell is that?
It's out on my phone.
What the hell,
Siri?
Yeah.